Welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, September 29th, 2025, and we have a lineup of industry and manufacturing headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. Mining News Breaks, McEwen Inc., NYXA. Gains approval for Los Azules under Argentina's large investment incentive regime. McEwen Inc., trading on the NYSE and TSX under the symbols MUX, has received approval for its Los Azules copper project in Argentina to participate in the country's large investment incentive regime. This approval, totaling $2.672 billion, covers exploration, construction, and operations, positioning Los Azules to be Argentina's first producer of high-purity copper cathodes. The project's sustainability model emphasizes renewable energy and long-term contributions to local development. With projections of over $30 billion in export revenues, significant job creation, and increased tax inflows, McEwen's commitment to Argentina and the province of San Juan is reinforced. For more information, visit McEwen's press release.
Rock Breaks, ES Gold Corp., CCQBUBF, featured in Network News Audio, release on Gold Market Cash Flow, ES Gold Corp. trading on the CSE under ESAU and on the OTCQB under ESAUF, is highlighted in a Network News Audio press release titled Wall Street Wants Cash Flow, and This Gold Market is Finally Delivering. The piece emphasizes ES Gold's fully funded, fully permitted operations with expected cash flow in early 2026, exploration upside without dilution, and a scalable model for legacy mining assets. ES Gold stands out among juniors in a sector where fewer than 0.1% of projects ever reach production. The company's flagship Montauban property in Quebec exemplifies responsible mining practices, combining near-term production with district-scale discovery potential.
One World Products expands board of directors with the appointment of Mignon Moore, Timothy Woods, and William Bill Rowland. One World Products, Inc., soon to be renamed Isaiah Isis Enterprises, has expanded its board of directors from 3 to 7 members to enhance governance and leadership. The new board members include Mignon Moore, known for her expertise in political and corporate affairs, Timothy Woods, an executive with a track record of scaling organizations, and William Bill Rowland, a veteran financial leader. These additions aim to strengthen the company's strategy and position it as a leader in sustainable manufacturing. One World Products recently acquired Eco-Bioplastics Manufacturing in Michigan, partnering with industry giants like Stellantis and FlexNGate. Led by Chairman and CEO Isaiah Thomas, the company is committed to innovation, community empowerment, and measurable environmental impact. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.